96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 27th of September. 55 degrees on our way to 83 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Steve Harmon and Jackie Morrison to talk about Emporia's Freedom Fest, which, well, in the grand scheme of things, is not that far away, coming up November 5th. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Tech.
How are things going today?
Well, we are always busy, but that's a good thing.
Yeah,
pretty excited.
Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on board with us here today. So, Steve, you're barely a month out. Where do you stand here with everything that is now morphed into Freedom Fest 2022?
That's a great question and a good leading, because post-pandemic, we were always worried, would we get back to our record 500-plus? And we already have over 60 registrants. So I think we're doing pretty good, Chuck. And I think some of the new events are really making a difference.
Well, let's talk about the new events. What are we talking about here, Steve?
So our slogan is Run, Ride, Release, and Recognize, which basically puts everything together that makes Emporia great. And the one thing we added was partnership with USD 252 Southern Lyon County's Veterans Honor Flight, which is an amazing event that they do every year. And one of the rides, the 25-mile ride, and the Freedom Ride in the whole will help benefit their fundraising for that effort every year. So we're pretty excited about that. And we're also excited about our partnership with Crosswinds that we just started working on this week. And they'll be there to help educate folks and let everybody know about all the services out there that help us support and honor our veterans as well. So just a few things going on, but we brought all the good stuff from last year back as well.
Well, just a few things. Yeah, and there's a big list of things, and we'll touch on them, but we want to specifically highlight, one of the events that's been with us for a while with Freedom Fest, and that is our partnership with Dynamic Discs and the Soden's Grove event that happens every year, and that's why Jackie Morris of Dynamic Discs is with us here this morning to talk about the Freedom Fest Open, yeah, Dynamic Disc Freedom Open coming up, Soden's Grove. And Jackie, tell us about that. This is a course that's open, what, once a year?
Yep. Well, there's some special events, but yes, this is one of those events where the course goes in the ground and everyone loves playing at Soden's Grove. So the Freedom Fest Open is very popular in the community. And I've seen people outside of Emporia come play this event because they want to come experience Soden's Grove.
Well, this is another Eric McCabe design course. And what do we have, two round opportunities here, Jackie?
Yep, two flights, one at 9 a.m. and noon. And there is 45 spots per flight.
Okay. How much space do you have left here for Freedom Fest Open at this point in time?
We still have spaces. I've seen people sign up already, the earliest that they've ever done it. So I know people are excited, but there are still spots left. So go to, I think it's EmporiaFreedomFest.com. They can go sign up there.
Yep. EmporiaFreedomFest.org, I think, is the site for that. Yeah, you have links for that to get signed up. A 9 a.m. round, as Jackie mentioned, and a noon round. So what does it cost to play here, Jackie?
The cost to play is $25 if you register online, and then $30 day up.
Where does the funding from the open go?
It goes towards benefiting the All Veterans Memorial and then different charities among Freedom Fest.
What does it mean for you and for Dynamic Discs, Jackie, to be part of this particular event, which has really become one of the core aspects of Emporia's All Veterans Tribute here over the last 15 years?
It's a big honor to be able to, get to be a part of this, be a part of the community, and then just kind of help a greater cause than us. That's Dynamic Discs loves being a part of the community and giving back, so it's a great honor.
Well, we're thrilled to have Dynamic Discs a part to this wonderful event. Again, this year, Freedom Fest coming up at the All Veterans Memorial, and a big event it is. And Steve, long list of activities going to be taking place. Let's kind of run down the list of things that exactly will be happening.
Sure. We have virtual options as well as on-site options on the 5th of November. Virtual options go from 9/11 to 11/11. That's where you can do it on your own time. But we brought back the founding event, the Freedom Run. So that's a 5K or 10K, or you can do a one-miler. Of course, we have the Freedom Ride, which is the 12, 25, and 40, I think it's 40-ish milers. And then, of course, Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open, which is fantastic. We've had them for 4 or 5 years, and that's been awesome. And then for those that are into the adventure and the hard, hard, extreme stuff, we've got the Spur Challenge, which takes the run, the ride, and what we call a spur readiness test, so you get a taste of the military. And we always bring in our host partners for that, which is the Kansas Army National Guard unit here in town in Emporia, which has always supported us over the years, as well as our community, and they help run that event. And then on October 1st, about that time frame, we also kick off our care package drive, and that closes out usually right after Freedom Fest as well. So those are just some of the major events that kind of tie right into our slogan, which makes Emporia great. You know, we run, we ride, we release, and we recognize our veterans. So, yeah, 19 years.
Yeah.
Starting with KVA, pretty impressive.
Yeah, holy cow. Pretty impressive indeed. Coming up Saturday, November 5th at the All Veterans Memorial. And Jackie touched on proceeds from the Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open. Proceeds go to more than just one area, correct, Steve?
Right, we focus on three key areas. We started off doing a scholarship for veterans of the local units, whether you were part of the infantry regiment, the armor regiment, or the tank destroyers from World War II. All units that were in Emporia over the years. We expanded since then. Now we also support the All Veterans Memorial Park for many years, as well as now USD 252's Honor Flight. And, of course, the Care Package Drive, which we do for service members overseas, has been a big hit the last 5 years. And you know, Dynamic Disc does some custom discs that go in those boxes, and they're just amazing to look at. So it's some of the many great things we do in Emporia for veterans and for our community.
So do you have some pretty amazing trophies lined up again this year, Steve?
We do, we do. And I think that that has grown into a monster, a good monster. Technical College's welding program, we've got over 20 trophies that they're making as we speak. They're welding class, and they're customized welding of Tank Bradley and bike parts. So if you're doing the run or the ride, you have a chance to participate for those trophies as well. And then Lyon County State Bank also gives out gift certificates for in the Freedom Run for the 5K and 10K, and we always appreciate that. And we'll talk about that later in the month. And and this year's T-shirt is focused on the Army side, so it's a black and gold T-shirt that's similar to what the Army uses for their PT uniform. And my favorite part, to be honest, guys, is the incredible edible chocolate medal that comes out of Sweet Granada.
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to be healthy, but, man, that is good.
So. Incredible edible chocolate medal.
Chocolate medal, yeah. I just made that up, so maybe I should patent that.
I think you should.
You better put that in pretty quick.
I've stolen it already, yep. Steve. It's already over here. So, again, log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. You can register and get all the information you need. You can also donate to this wonderful event coming up on November the 5th. As Steve mentioned, virtual events started on 9/11 and go until the 11th of November as well. The T-shirt deadline is, what, October 25th? Is that correct?
Yep, that's the guarantee. You get a T-shirt that day. You always get a T-shirt, but to make sure you get it the day of the event, it's October 25th.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Jackie, anything else you wanted to bring up here when it comes to the Freedom Fest Open?
Don't miss out.
Don't miss it. That's right.
There you go.
Right. Amazing.
Good deal. Right. Steve, anything else you want to bring up before we start bringing you back on here on a regular basis the next month plus?
Yeah, just let folks know, register now because early registration ends on October 1st, and then I think prices go up for each event about $5 to $10 depending on the event. So get registered while you can.
Steve, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate the support.
All right. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you both. Jackie Morris of Dynamic Disc talking about the Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open down at the Soden's Grove Park, and also Steve Harmon, the lead organizer of Freedom Fest, coming up November the 5th at the All Veterans Memorial. Chuck?
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker segments, this week is full. Next week will fill pretty rapidly, so give us a call at 620-342-1400 and beat the rush to get your event or activity or highlight, event, activity, cause, whatever may be highlighted. Tomorrow we've got a full boat on the morning show. We'll have Emporia State Music professors Alan Comstock and Gary Zeke, plus Jack Mouse and Janice Borla joining us for the Newsmaker segment.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 731, 55 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Emporia Main Street invites you to 4th Avenue Bluegrass and Brews on Thursday, September 29th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. in downtown.